Week 9, Saturday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness. Come, let us adore him. How great the tale that there should be in God's Son's heart a place for me, that on a sinner's lips like mine the cross of Jesus Christ should shine. Christ Jesus, bend me to thy will, my feet to urge, my griefs to still, that e'en my flesh and blood may be a temple sanctified to thee. No rest, no calm my soul may win, because my body craves to sin, till thou, dear Lord, thyself impart peace on my head, light in my heart. May consecration come from far, soft shining like the evening star, my toilsome path make plain to me, until I come to rest in thee. Amen. Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven. Psalm 130. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven. With an honest heart I have offered up all things joyfully, O my God. Psalm 131. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephratah we heard of the ark, we found it in the plains of Urim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling, let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness, your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. With an honest heart I have offered up all things joyfully, O my God. The Lord swore an oath to David, and he will not go back on his word. He made his kingdom firm for ever. Psalm 131 continued. The Lord swore an oath to David, he will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Sion, he has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place for ever, here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce, I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe their priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower, I will prepare a lamp for my anointed, I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord swore an oath to David, and he will not go back on his word. He made his kingdom firm forever. Come, consider the works of the Lord. He has done wonderful deeds on the earth. A reading from the book of Job, chapter 42. When the Lord had said all this to Job, he turned to Eliphaz of Teman. I burn with anger against you and your two friends, he said, for not speaking truthfully about me, as my servant Job has done. So now find 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and take them back with you to my servant Job, and offer a holocaust to yourselves, while Job, my servant, offers prayers for you. I will listen to him with favour, and excuse your folly in not speaking of me properly, as my servant Job has done. Eliphaz of Teman, Bildad of Shuah, and Zophar of Naamath went away to do as the Lord had ordered. And the Lord listened to Job with favour. The Lord restored Job's fortunes because he had prayed for his friends. More than that, the Lord gave him double what he had before. And all his brothers and all his sisters and all his friends of former times came to see him and sat down at table with him. They showed him every sympathy and comforted him for all the evils the Lord had inflicted on him. Each of them gave him a silver coin and each a gold ring. The Lord blessed Job's new fortune even more than his first one. He came to own 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-donkeys. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. His first daughter he called Turtle Dove, the second Cassia, and the third Mascara. Throughout the land there were no women as beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them inheritance rights like their brothers. After his trials, Job lived on until he was 140 years old, and saw his children and his children's children up to the 4th generation. Then Job died, an old man and full of days. A responsory based on Job 42. The Lord said to Eliphaz, you, with your two friends, have not spoken rightly concerning me, as has my servant Job. He will pray for you. His prayer I will accept, not to punish you severely. He will pray for you. A reading from the commentary of St. Thomas Aquinas on St. John's Gospel. Christ himself is the way, and hence he says, I am the way. And good reason he had for saying so, since through him we have access to the Father. Now, because this way is not at a distance from its terminating point, but rather joined with it, he adds, the truth and the life. And so he is at once the way and its termination. In his humanity he is the way, in his divinity the termination. So, as man, he says, I am the way, and as God, he adds, the truth and the life. Two words that well describe the termination of that way. For the termination of this way is the realization of our human longings. Now man longs for two things above all. First, the knowledge of truth, which is proper to him alone, and second, the continuance of his existence, which is common to all created things. Christ is, however, the way to reach the knowledge of truth, since he is himself the truth. Lead me, Lord, in the truth, and I shall walk in your way. Christ is also the way to reach life, since he is himself the way. Quote, you have made known paths of life. End of quote. Thus he has designated the termination of the way in terms of truth and life, both of which were used above of Christ. First, that he himself is life, hence in him was life. Then, that he is truth, because he was the light of men. And light is truth. If then you seek to know what path to follow, take Christ, because he is the way. Quote, this is the way, walk in it. End of quote. Augustine too has this to say. Walk in the man, and you will arrive at God. End of quote. Now it is better to limp in the way than to make good speed beside the way. For he who limps in the way, even though he makes little progress, draws nearer to the destination, whereas he who walks away from the way gets further from the destination the faster he runs. If you seek to know where you are going, stay close to Christ, because he is the truth that we long to reach. Quote, for my mouth will utter truth. End of quote. If you seek to know where you can stay, stay close to Christ, because he is the way. Quote, he who finds me finds life and obtains favour from the Lord. End of quote. Therefore, stay close to Christ if you want to be secure. You will not be able to stray from the way, since he is the way. Hence those who stay close to him walk not by devious ways, but along the straight way. He cannot deceive, because he is the truth, and teaches all truth, as he said, quote, for this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. End of quote. In the same way, he cannot be made insecure, because he is life and life-giving, as he said, I am come that they may have life, and have it abundantly. A responsory from Job 42. The Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before, and his brethren comforted him. The Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his earlier ones. You can trust God not to let you be tried beyond your strength, and with any trial he will give you a way out of it. The Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his earlier ones. Let us pray. Lord God, by whom our lives are governed with unfailing wisdom and love, take away from us all that is harmful, and give us all that will be for our good. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.